The Reynolds Aluminum Program with Fibber McGee and Molly. The Reynolds Metals Company, makers of Reynolds Aluminum, presents Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed. The show is directed by Max Hutto, with music by the King's Men and Billy Mills Orchestra. As the weather gets warmer and before the spring rains, it's a good time to put new gutters and downspouts on your home. And we mean the kind that stay new. Handsome, rust-proof Reynolds Lifetime Aluminum gutters and downspouts. They add so much to your house at such a small cost. Why, if yours is an average six-room house, $60 ought to buy your gutters, maybe less. And they go up easily without any soldering. They never need painting, so the first cost is the last. Ask your sheet metal shop, hardware, or building supplies dealer for Reynolds Lifetime Aluminum Gutters and Downspouts. Or write for literature about this big home improvement for so little money. Just send a postcard addressed to Gutters, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. That's Gutters, Reynolds Metals Company, Louisville 1, Kentucky. There's one thing at the McGee household that really sells like hotcakes, and that's hotcakes. So listen to a super salesman selling the idea of breakfast in bed to a lady who would rather cook her own, as we join Fibber McGee and Molly.
So you just tuck your little tootsies back in the hay, Tootsie, and relax while I get dressed, Tootsie. I'm going to bring you breakfast in bed.
Oh, no.
Yep.
No, McGee, really, that's a lot of trouble. Don't bother me.
Don't you worry. I'm going to do this thing up big, kiddo. I'll even get the tea wagon down out of the attic and serve your hotcakes a la carte.
Now, look, sweetheart, you're wonderful to want to, but
you betcha, and you got it coming, too. You deserve it. This is the kind of a thing that a guy, when he's got the type wife I happen to have got, and he likes to cook anyhow and don't do more of it oftener, he's missing a great bet. Throw me my shirt off of the bed head, will you?
Here. But, McGee, now, I just as soon get up, really. I can't eat lying in bed anyway.
Huh?
The coffee always goes up my nose. I'll get up
and
down.
No, sir. You stay right where you darn are. I'll bring you a straw with your coffee.
Great. And if I can find a camel, I'll break his back with it. Really, now, I don't...
You've been a good kid, Molly. I ought to do more stuff like this. I don't bring you breakfast in bed often enough.
Oh, yes, you do, dearie. You do indeed.
When was the last time?
1937. And that's often enough.
Well, anyhow, what I planned...
Now, you remember you walked right through that door there with my breakfast?
Yeah.
Dropped the butter, stepped on it, and I got my first egg shampoo sunny side up.
Well, I'm no amateur when it comes to food, you know. You just snuggle down there and take life easy. Now, I'll have that dough rolled out and cut up into pancakes before you can say that's not the way to do it.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
You take yourself a little snooze now, Mrs. McGee. The chef will awaken you when breakfast is served.
Well, there he goes. Bless his little ham-handed heart. Take a snooze, Mrs. McGee, he says. Mm-hmm. I have news for you, Mrs. McGee. You'd just as well get up off your back and get your house coat on, because he'll be yelling up to know where something is before you can even...
Hey, Molly!
There he goes. Yes, dearie?
Have we got a mixing bowl?
Several of them. Use the big white one.
Which big white one? There's two big white ones just alike. Which one is the mixing bowl?
Heavenly day.
Never mind, there's only one now. You just left, kiddo. Did I wake you up?
Oh, no. I'm still asleep, thank you. Maybe I am asleep at that. Maybe this is all just a horrible dream. Maybe if I pinch myself... Ouch!
What?
No. No such luck. I'd just as well get my house coat on and go down there. Oh, dear. What a day this is going to be. He's going to give me breakfast in bed if he ruins the house and wrecks my nerves doing it. Honest to goodness, somebody ought to make a radio show out of this. They really should. I guess nobody'd ever believe it, though. It's too impossible.
Hey, what'd you come downstairs for, Molly? You ain't supposed to be out here. You're having breakfast in bed. Now, pop back upstairs.
I get lonesome up there by myself.
Hmm?
Sometimes nobody speaks to me for 3 or 4 seconds at a time. It's those long silences.
Well, the rest will do you good, Molly. The knowledge that the preparation of your breakfast is in the expert, loving hands of...
Oh, dear. Now, who's that, McGee? My hair's all up in curlers. I don't look very presentable.
Oh, that's only Ole from the Elks Club. Come in.
Hello, Ole. Come on in if I don't frighten you. I haven't had time to take my hair down yet.
Oh, don't worry, Mrs. You look wonderful.
Well, thank you.
You know, I got a daughter who practices putting on lipstick without a mirror, and a sister-in-law who makes her own Sunday eyelashes out of a toothbrush. And last night, my missus tries a mud pack on one side of the face only, so only don't stare so easy.
Hi, Ole.
Oh, hello, McGee. What's cooking?
I am. Hotcakes. Molly's having her breakfast in bed.
In bed? Very sweet, missus, and you think?
Well, I'm not supposed to be down here, Ole. I'm going back up in a minute. Say, how's everyone at your house? All well, are they?
Oh, sure. Everybody's fine, missus. We got a letter from my oldest boy, Lars. He's in the Navy, you know.
Yeah, how's he like it, Ole?
Well, he's just the only thing I don't like about it. There's too many fellas in blue serge suits telling him what to do.
Mm. Well, that's the Navy for you, Ole. That's one thing you don't have in the Army.
People giving you orders?
No, blue serge suits. When I was in the Army, in the First World War, the big war,
Look, dearie, I've heard this, so if you boys will excuse me, I'll go back upstairs.
Good. Now, you crawl back in bed and... Oh, hey, while you're down here, where do we keep the orange juice?
In the oranges.
Oh, in the oranges.
Anything else you need, dearie, just call up every 2 or 3 minutes.
Okay, Tootsie. You rest. I got to get busy here, Ole. Give me a hand, will you?
Sure, McGee. Say, it's nice meeting.
No, no, no.
I got to go home.
No. I mean, hold this cookbook a minute while I get my stuff together.
Oh.
Here, read me this recipe. Right here while I get the stuff out.
All right. Let's see. 4 success. Take 2/3 of a cup.
2/3 of a cup. Okay, I'll use this cup here. This piece here must be about 2/3. What else does it say?
It says of pancake mix. 2/3 of a cup of pancake mix.
Oh. Well, look, I can handle it from here on out, Ole. No sense in letting you louse up the recipe when I can do it my mind.
Billy Mills and the orchestra and Side by Side. Thank you.
see. If I get the stuff mixed good, I'll need... Oh, say, Molly.
Yes, lover.
Have we got a hot, slightly greased iron skillet any place?
A what?
Just to cook them on a hot, slightly greased. Oh, I know. I can take a cold skillet and heat it and then grease it.
There you go.
Oh, thanks, kiddo. Yeah, that's the way I'll do that. More than one way of skinning the cat. Now, look, I promised you your breakfast in bed. Why don't you go on back to bed till I get everything ready?
Because I love my little kitchen, dearie. Look at it. When you get through in here, I won't be able to find this sink or... Wait a minute. Where is the sink?
Oh, it's right over here. Underneath this pile of pans.
Oh, it's just as plain as anything.
Yeah. Gosh, you think I'm so dumb about cooking, I pull out the plumbing when I make a simple batch of pancakes and sausage?
Well, I don't know whether to answer that like a loving wife or an honest woman.
Well, gee whiz, kiddo, you worry too much. Now let's see. The recipe says, for 27 4-inch pancakes. You like little pancakes or big ones, kiddo?
I think the 4-inch pancakes are just the right size.
They're too dainty for me. I prefer them about the size of manhole cover. In fact, I made some out in Cheyenne, Wyoming once in 1913 that they're still using for manhole covers. These ones I'm making here, boy, they were...
Somebody's a friend of Armagee. Come in.
Who is it?
It is I.
We're out here in the kitchen, Mr. Mayor. Come on out.
Hey, how'd you know that was Mayor Lucidia?
Well, he's the only one we know who is educated enough and polite enough to say, it's I.
Oh.
Everybody else we know would say, who'd you think, Louis the 14th? Or something. Oh, hello there, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning, Molly. Hello, McGee.
Hi, LaFib.
Well, get you in the apron.
Yeah. Going to give Molly her breakfast in bed, LaFib.
According to the recipe he's using, Mr.
Mayor. Oh, he uses a recipe?
Why, sure.
I always thought he was one of those rough and ready cooks who always says, I never use a recipe. I just guess at the proportions and I never had a failure. They never do have a failure either. You always get sick.
You stick around, son, and fling a flang into a flock of flapjacks. Mine are so light. Mine are so light, you got to hold them down with a salt shaker. You like big pancakes or little pancakes, Patricia?
Well, it depends on circumstances. When I'm out moose hunting, I like big pancakes.
Oh, do you hunt moose, Mr. Mayor? Where?
In Canada.
I never shot a moose myself. They good eating?
Well, I don't know. I just keep the antlers,
oh,
and the meat to some worthy institution, and the remainder to a glue factory.
Oh. Do they make glue out of moose?
No, not glue. Mooselage. But... For simple, quiet breakfast, McGee, I like the little dollar-sized pancakes. In fact, there's only one thing I'd like better, and that's a pancake-sized dollar.
Well, they must be making our dollars out of batter now. Sure ain't much dough in them. I always said, come on in.
Hi, Sal. Hello, Molly.
Hi, Honor.
Hello, hi-lo.
Am I intruding? What's going on?
Just doing a little cooking, Junior, that's all.
A little cooking, he says.
Take a look around the kitchen, Mr. Wilcox. What would you guess he was preparing?
Well, let me see. From the number of dishes and pots and pans and mixers and spoons and stuff, I'd say you were making chicken a la king for the Legion Convention.
Oh, cut it out. I'm just fixing Molly her breakfast in bed. Look, pancake batter. Look, country sausage. Look, syrup. Look, butter, that's all. What's so complicated about that there?
Well, as the man says, it ain't the ingredients, it's what you put into the ingredients.
Well, I'm afraid McGee is a perfectionist. Every time he cooks, he makes a perfect idiot of himself.
Oh, yeah? Well, when I start out to cook anything, I like to have everything handy in case I need anything for anything.
Well, you've certainly got everything here, pal. You know, just looking around this room reminds me of what happened at my aunt's house yesterday.
Her kitchen blow up, did it?
No, it wasn't anything like that. She went downtown, though, to do her grocery shopping for the week, you see.
Uh-huh.
And she bought such a huge basket of food that she came home just simply loaded.
Oh, Uncle Dennis used to do that. He always came home loaded.
No, I don't mean that, Sal. I mean my aunt came home loaded with groceries.
He did, too. Liquid groceries.
She had all these wonderful things to eat, you see. And I took a look at the basket, and do you know what every single thing was packaged in?
what, Holly?
Oh, my gosh. Don't ever ask him a thing like that, Latrivia. You want to start a big routine?
In bright, colorful Reynolds aluminum foil. Oh. So it is.
Yeah.
You know, of course, that the most colorful, eye-catching packages on any grocer's shelves are always the packages done in Reynolds foil.
Well, I suppose I should know that. I just...
You realize naturally that butter and cheese, margarine, dried fruits, all sorts of things, not only look their best, but they're kept at their best when they're packaged in Reynolds foil.
You see what you've done, Homer?
I didn't. Dehydrated soup, for instance, depend on the positive moisture protection of Reynolds foil. Sugar-coated cereals keep fresh in foil packages.
He knows, Junior, he knows.
Yes, and I'm sorry I brought the whole thing up. And
cookies. Ah,
cookies.
Believe me, once you have tasted the crisp, crackling flavor of cookies kept fresh in a Reynolds foil package, you will never buy any other. Because cookies...
Come on, Junior, come on, get to the point. My gosh, your head's got more of a point than your stories have.
Well, the point of my story, pal, is simply that the best packages and the best-looking packages in any grocery store,
yeah,
the most brilliant labels on bottles and canned goods...
Is... Now, who do you suppose that is?
Who is it?
Who'd you say? Louis the 14th?
That's the old-timer.
Hey, can you... Wait a minute, old-timer. I was right in the middle of a story.
No, can't wait, kid.
Okay. Come on in.
Go on with your narrative, son.
Our Reynolds aluminum foil.
Well, it's a very interesting yarn, son.
Not sure.
What's everybody doing? Out here in the kitchen?
Well, I'm having my breakfast in bed.
You're? Where do you sleep, daughter? In the sink?
He's going back to bed as soon as McGee gets his pancakes made, old-timer. That's what he's doing, making pancakes. In case you thought from looking around that the Montreal hockey team had been warming up in here.
Okay, everybody, scoff at me, deride at me, laugh at me if you want to. But by George, when I get these pancakes...
Pancakes! Do I love them?
Yeah.
And do I know how to make them?
Oh, had a lot of practice, Mr. Oldtimer.
Daughter, I made pancakes before you was born. Out west, that was. I was chuck wagon cook for the old lazy bees.
The lazy bee.
The old lazy bee. Named after my sister, Beatrice. Craziest woman in the Oklahoma Territory. Cross-eyed from when she was 29 years old. Had a fly in her nose and was too lazy to brush it off. So sat and watched it till she sprang her eye muscle.
You were the chuck wagon cook?
You said it, Johnny. Well, sir, my recipe for poncho pie...
Poncho pie?
That's what they call my pancakes, daughter.
Oh?
Shape of a pie and tasted like a poncho. Well, sir, I mixed me a handful of acorns into a scoop of cornmeal, ground them onto a hot rock and mixed with rainwater, then stick them in a hot ashes for 5 hours, then pick them out, cool them off, pick the acorns out of the pancakes, throw away the pancakes, shuck the acorns, and eat the hulls. Then I had me a recipe for boiling beaver tail at the Indian...
Kingpin, and don't let the stars get in your eyes.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. The love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars. Too many moons to change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come up, the twilight falls, moon comes up, the romance calls. Just remember that you're mine. Don't let the star get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many miles, too many days, too many moons to change your mind. many nights to be alone. Oh, please keep your heart to yourself while we're apart. When the stars come out, the twilight falls, moon comes up, the romance calls. Remember this, you mustn't let the stars get in your eyes or let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Oh, let the stars get in your eyes. Oh, keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return, and you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Love, love, the only one I'll ever love.
Look, Molly, this is the third time since noon that you've come trotting out here to the kitchen. The third time since noon. You hear it. How can I bring you breakfast in bed if you won't stay in bed?
Look, sweetheart, I'm starving. Half past two.
You've got to be patient, Tootsie. Move along now. I'll have these pancakes cooking before... Ah, don't eat that cracker.
But, McGee, I've
Come
got...
on, now. Put it back. That's a good girl. In words, you don't want to dull your appetite now. At the last minute.
Dull it? My appetite, dearie, has an edge you could shave with. You could even cut a throat with it. Oh, in this kitchen.
Well, it won't be long now, baby, and I know just how you feel. I got so weak myself working here that... I finally had to fix me a couple of ham sandwiches and a pot of coffee, too. Keep up my own strength.
Oh, McGee.
I'd have had these pancakes cooking before now, only I ran into a little trouble with the batter.
Ran into trouble with the batter?
Mm-hmm.
You look like you just ran into the batter. Thin deep. Why, it'll take you an hour to scrape yourself off, dearie. Yes, you...
Oh, that's nothing, kiddo. That's just normal splashage for me. Some cooks spill stuff, but when I get to work, I splash. You see? Good.
Hey, McGee, Molly, anybody home?
It's Dr. Gamble. I'm here, Doctor.
Oh, hello, Molly, and... Oh, no.
Yep. And whatever you're winding up to say, Fatso, it's already been said. So sit down and shut up.
I won't make a comment.
Good.
I can well imagine, as I look at you standing there, with big blobs of white gunk in your hair all down your front and in your eyebrows, staring a batch of goo that's too thick for wallpaper paste and too thin for plaster, that you must already have been described by your friends as looking like everything from a paper hanger after a two-bucket fall off a scaffold to a pearl-button diver in a starch factory. So I will refrain.
Thank you, Doctor.
What is it, Molly?
Pancakes, Doctor. He's fixing me breakfast in bed.
Breakfast at this hour?
The hour is a little indefinite, Doctor. In fact, 6 hours have gone by since he started this little project. We refer to it around here as Operation Hey Molly.
Well, we'll be long now, Sissy. Look at that batter. Ready to go.
Why don't you go with it, huh? McGee? Look, I'll take Molly out and buy her some breakfast.
I'll take that.
No, sir. You just start right back up to bed now, kiddo, while this little drama goes on to a happy ending. Next time the curtain goes up, it'll find you sitting up in bed, smacking your lips and saying, McGee, you're wonderful.
Well, I guess I can climb those stairs again.
Sure.
Slowly. But if it takes over 20 minutes more, bring me up a sharp knife and some salt and pepper.
What?
That moose head in the guest room looks juicier every time I see it.
This is it. Turn on the gas there, boy.
Gladly.
No. Under the skillet, Lemonhead. Not the oven.
Oh, excuse me. I thought you wanted to stick your head in it.
No.
Personally, if I were you...
You finally admit I know how to cook hotcakes? More syrup? Another sausage, Patty? Well, stop nodding your head and say something, will you?
Oh, McGee, you're wonderful. Those hotcakes.
Well, you ought to know, Barrel Belly. You must have ate 36 of them.
They are sensational.
Yeah.
I hope I can get up from this table. But I ought to call my office and... Hey, what about Molly?
Molly? Oh, Molly!
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I almost forgot her. Oh, well, there's still plenty left for her. I'll run upstairs with a napkin and some silver, Doc. I'll pop her up in bed and get her all ready, and you fix the tray.
Right. What does she like on a pancake, honey?
Syrup, sweetie.
You all ready? Hey.
She's sleeping like a baby, Doc. Poor kid. I don't have the heart to wake her, huh? Well, no use wasting all these pancakes.
I should say not.
Yeah.
There's one for me.
One for me.
One for me.
One for me.
Molly return in a moment. If you're looking forward to serving more fish in this Lenten season, remember your best kitchen helper is Reynolds Wrap, the original and genuine, the pure aluminum foil. If you're having broiled fish, for instance, well, you know the worst chore is scouring that broiler pan. Well, don't do it. Don't scour it ever again. Just line the pan with Reynolds Wrap. Use the new heavy-duty Reynolds Wrap, half a yard wide. Or slice together two sheets of the regular 12-inch Reynolds Wrap that comes in standard and jumbo economy rolls. Afterward, you just lift out the foil and your pan is clean. And if you're having baked fish, bake it in an all-around jacket of Reynolds Wrap with the edges folded together in a tight seal and serve it right in the foil. You keep in all the luscious flavor. And again, no pan to scour. Stock up on Reynolds Wrap tomorrow. Made by the world's largest producers of aluminum foil, the Reynolds Metal Company.
Sorry you didn't get any pancakes, kiddo. But I guess the sleep done you more good.
Well, how were they?
Oh, my gosh, wonderful. I and Doc get 41 of them.
41?
A piece, that is. Doc says I'm a great cook. Gave me a B.S. degree when he finished eating.
A B.S. degree?
Mm-hmm.
Bachelor of Science?
Bicarbonate of soda. Good night.
Good night, all.
Reynolds Metal Company, pioneers of progress through aluminum, has brought you Fibber McGee and Molly transcribed with Bill Thompson, Gail Gordon, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dick LeGrand, and me, Harlow Wilcox. Don't forget to see Mr. Peepers, starring Wally Cox, on NBC Television Sunday night. Also brought to you by Reynolds Aluminum. And be sure to be with us again next Tuesday night. Good night.
Tonight, play Two for the Money with Herb Schreiner on NBC.